Actually, it was not him who issued it directly because he's not allowed to talk, but his lawyer went to see him and conveyed his message. He said that he was very surprised by the coup. His position is that he's for the principle of maintaining the constitutional order, and he's very sorry for the population of Niger. But even though he is condemning the procedure, this is unfortunate. He calls for a peaceful resolution of the situation because, you know, some ECOWAS countries, they had decided to send military there to try to bring back the constitutional order. But what Sonko said is that the Niger authorities, they refrained from any violence. And even during the seizure of the power by the presidential guard, there were no shots fired, no casualties were reported. And the president did not complain of any abuse or act against his dignity. So there's no need to use force there because it will bring only casualties.
Nafisa, so Mr. Sonko, is he still in the hospital? And what can you tell us about how he is doing?
Well, Mr. Sonko, Wednesday, August 16th, is his 8th day of privation from food and water. And his strength is visibly declining. He's still resilient, but you can see that after 18 days, we feel that his health is deteriorating, but he still keeps digging deep. We understand him because he's just exercising his natural right to demand respect for the inviolability of his intrinsic human dignity, his freedom.
So can he leave on his own if he wants to leave?
Leave what? Where the hospital?
Yeah, can he go home?
No. The police guard are still around him. He's still a prisoner. Even his family cannot visit him. His friends cannot visit him. Only sometimes his lawyer and one of his physicians, I believe, has the right to go and look at him